Thanks for joining us. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Today, we shall explore one securities company called Malacca Securities. Very recently, they have launched a new product. Joining us is Lim Chia Wei, the Managing Director of Malacca Securities, Sinar Bahad. Chia Wei, thanks for taking the time to come over and have a chat with us. Let's talk about that particular announcement and launch as well. Maybe if people don't know about Malacca Securities, you can walk through that.
Yep. So thank you, Ibrahim, for having me here today. So recently, right, Malacca Securities has launched M Plus Global, right? So, and that is actually our step to revolutionizing how Malaysians approach investing and trading.
Because this gives investors access to listed stocks in
Hong Kong.
NASDAQ as well.
So M Plus Global is actually like a one-stop, all-in-one global trading platform that offers real-time access to two of the largest stock markets in the world, right? Being the Hong Kong and the US market.
How is this different from M Plus Online versus M Plus Global?
Yep, so M Plus Online focuses on Bursa Malaysia stocks, right? M Plus Global, it's very much global stocks, right? And also, I think the whole look and feel, the whole features-wise, is very intuitive in M Plus Global. And also in M Plus Online, it has a two different interface. Right, so we are actually trying out this to actually see how do we get which ones would client actually prefer, right? Because everyone has their own preference, you know, when it comes to apps as well. And I would say M Plus Global itself, the whole design thinking of it is actually how to make it more accessible, how to make it more convenient and also secure. I think that's what everyone in mind, especially when you talk about global stocks, right? You know, when clients would think, oh, is it safe to actually put my, you know, is it safe to trade, you know, US stocks here, is it safe to trade Hong Kong stocks here, right? So that is part and parcel of our sort of thinking process when actually design M Plus Global. So, you know, besides having a very user-friendly interface, the UI, UX is just very simple. The features are intuitive. So when you log on to M Plus Global, right, you would see, okay, what's happening to the market. You know, you can see red, green, you know, and all the charts and everything. Or your watch list, and then you know on the trade page and the trade features, you can actually just go into and actually make a trade. Right?
Let's talk about the partnership that you do with Ideal Ratings Incorporated, offering Islamic financial solutions to this. Does this provide that enhanced Sharia compliancy there?
Yes. So I think M Plus Global is actually the only, I think Malaysia's only digital trading platform that actually offers Sharia screening features, and this is really thanks to partnership with Ideal Ratings, right? That they allow us to actually provide to our clients Sharia compliant stocks, because we do see that there is an increase in Bumi investors, right? A lot of all these Muslim investors that they would like to go into the market, and then that yet they would like to also still adhere to their Islamic principles, and that's where we see there's actually a big market in Sharia compliance.
Would non-Muslim consumers be much more affiliated towards Islamic financial solutions, or that's mostly Muslim consumers?
I would say currently it's mainly Muslim customers, but I would say that, you know, one of the things that, you know, we also discover, it's actually when you talk about Islamic or Sharia compliance stocks, right, the thinking behind it or something, the people would perceive it as it's a more responsible investing, or is more like a more ESG kind of company, you know, and that's we actually see a little bit of sort of a trend that, you know, a lot of non-Muslim investors actually start to look into all this Sharia compliance stocks, and also I think it generally they do give a higher return as well.
Is there like an ESG or sustainability rating the way some of the bigger securities companies in Malaysia do? Where are you at in terms of trying to provide research value in terms of sustainability angle?
So currently, you know, in terms of sustainability in the stock market, right? We do see that, you know, there's a lot of companies that's, you know, listed companies that starts going into ESG, but I think the overall sort of coverage, right, in terms of ESG in the stock market is still not, I would say, still not that widely known, right? It's still quite so by having actually this Sharia compliant feature, right? So one of the things that, you know, we do, we by providing this Sharia screening, we would be able to actually help Islamic clients and also non-Islamic clients to actually feel sort of responsibly, right? That they are when they actually trade and invest.
Okay, yep. So the M Plus Online and the M Plus Global are now your key products, I suppose. Yep. And of course, by launching M Plus Global, M Plus Online is still around.
Yes, definitely.
And I have to ask you this, the offline types of customers, when you talk about stock market, there are still people that are holding out from technology. How are you catering to these kind of customers?
I think for what we see actually, after the COVID-19 pandemic, right, we actually do see that the adoption of technology, especially like even more advancement of this technology, actually accelerates the entire adoption of digitalization in the stock market, right? So we started our journey, we started our digitalization journey with M Plus Online 10 years ago, right? Where we really started with streamlining all these processes, digitalizing all the manual works that we have been doing. So by doing that, right, we actually have cultivated ensuring that clients, they actually feel that it's safe and also it's actually very convenient to actually go onto our apps. So with this, right, with M Plus Global, we are actually bringing this even further, right, and then to include the global markets, right, and they still will be able to enjoy the easiness, the convenience when they actually trade with us. And I think coming back to your question on.
Yeah, on people might not necessarily but be more IT in tune.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what we actually pride, sorry on this part, right? Mm. So we actually pride ourselves as a hybrid broker with 6 years of experience, right? That really seamlessly combines the best of both worlds of human and technology, right? So that we are actually a very firm believer of harnessing the power of technology plus and also whilst maintaining the invaluable human touch, because what we notice and what we realize is that everyone is very different. Everyone has their own unique goals, they have their own aspirations, and everyone has their own financial goals, right? So whilst technology can actually provide automation, efficiency, accessibility, and also like for us, very timely market updates, what we notice is that human expertise is the one that will be able to provide very customized solutions, personalized advice to clients that has different needs. And it's actually this combination of technology and the human expertise. In our case, it's very much the experiences and also the education that we provided to our dealer representatives that will be able to help them to to deliver a very unique and personalized and yet very comprehensive kind of trading experience to our clients.
This is very interesting because we're talking about a situation where AI adoption is getting more widespread, and services companies like yourself, like brokers like yourself, right now, not only have to contend with the advent of AI, but also try to maintain that high human touch that you speak of in terms of trying to understand the different requirements and objectives of your customers. How are you trying to navigate these very interesting times that we're facing, particularly when ChatGPT, GPT-4, Chat Bing, you name it, all of them are there. How do you then provide value to your customers in a timely manner, but at the same time maintain that kind of up-to-date information that your customer actually is going to look for in terms of value? Where do you see the blend between human and automation and AI right now?
So currently, on our platform itself, right, we actually use leverage on technology, to help with accessibility, right? I mentioned, that's how we actually have real-time market data. So clients would be able to actually see what's the actual price that's being traded and actually trade, right? And make a informed decision that, should they trade or should they not, right? So that is just one part of what technology has bring. But in terms of should you buy the stocks, right? Should you, so because I think in the internet, right, you can actually find a lot of information. There's too much information.
Most of them junk anyway.
Yeah, it's true. So that's why, that's where what we do is actually, we actually leverage on, again, this technology part, we leverage on digital platforms, like YouTube, TikTok, whatever the learning styles that, you know, everyone, or like I would say maybe millennials or Gen Z, they're accustomed to, we actually put all this content, we actually screen through all this content, make it bite-sized, so that, you know, it makes the whole stock market a lot more approachable, a lot more understandable, so that they would then be able to say, hey, actually this is, you know, going into stock market, going into capital markets, it's not that hard, right? And it's not that scary. Because I think that is one of the myth that everyone say, you know, going into investing itself is a scary part, right? Right. So by actually leveraging on all these financial platforms to be able to actually deliver all this to our clients. But one thing of the human side is that, you know, you would have the thing of like, you know, okay, I just read and all this, but I just don't take action, right? Because I'm still not too sure. So you need someone like, you know, your peers, or, you know, for example, a wealth manager, or, you know, or a dealer representative to actually tell you, hey, actually, you know what, my advice is, you know, you should maybe buy into this stock, you should invest, you should customize or diversify a portfolio with, you know, having ETFs or having, you know, some you know, maybe the FANG stocks, you know, all these kind of things to actually to have a very comprehensive portfolio. So, and that advice normally it comes from a human because I think especially in investment you need to build that trust, right? So you can have AI that gives you, you know, we actually, so for me personally, I actually use a lot of ChatGPT, you know, in terms of, you know, coming up with content, you know, or delivering a lot of things to clients. We actually use ChatGPT a lot, but then ChatGPT gives you all the answers, but they don't customize it, like, say for example, exactly to that one person's need, right? So for example, when you ask, okay, what's the best investment to be in, you know, you can, you know, the ChatGPT will give you, oh, you know, you should invest in A stock, and then you can in REITs, your ETFs. But then when it comes to clients, they will go to, oh yeah, okay, if you have, like, you know, say 20% in stocks, 30% in REITs, and then 50% in ETFs, if you put this composition to the same client, it will not work, because everyone is just like, oh, I just don't like ETFs, you know, I don't like this. So when we customize it, is really where the human touch comes. And you need that, just file, you know, you need to invest. You need that sort of person to tell you. And who doesn't like when you receive, like, you know, a person greetings, you know, even though it's not, or maybe a handwritten note, you know, who doesn't like this kind of human touch? You know, that's where we really, really blends these two together. So it really makes it a much more deeper understanding of market trends to clients, you know, so that clients would feel more comfortable when they go into investing, because this is what we see, right? You can say, oh, I give you everything digitally, but if they don't feel the trustability, if they don't feel that, you know, I'm secured when I'm trading with you, they just wouldn't trade. I think that is what we have seen, you know, regardless. It's the young millennials or even the experienced traders, right? You will see, oh, okay, what does your company do? How long have your company been in the industry? You know, how secure are you? Are you a licensed entity? So they look at all these things, you know, when it comes to investing.
I want to learn more about the introduction of AI solutions into M Plus Global or M Plus Online. Is that on the horizon or in the works?
Yes, we are actually looking into it. So currently, with M Plus Global, right, and M Plus Online, we do have a lot of data, right? We do see, you know, we do actually have, you know, clients' trading behavior, clients' sort of, trading horizon as well, right? But I think what we don't have at the moment is really using this data to be able to feed them even a more personalized, a more customized solution. So this is actually in the works, where we are looking at big data analysis and how we can leverage on all this big data technology to actually help to crunch all this data, especially in investment, right? When people trade, it's not just, you know, we do have a very big client base, so we wouldn't be able to use like Excel to actually do analysis, and especially in investing as well, and we're talking about real time, we need to actually have all this kind of data real time. So we are actually looking at working on big data analysis. I think another part of it is actually customer service, right? Where we notice that actually there's a lot of clients that call in, you know, they go onto WhatsApp, you know, they will try to look for the dealer representative. You know, we have bot chats as well in our app. So we do leverage all this, but we are actually looking at next steps. How do we actually use ChatGPT or FinanceGPT to actually help in really going down to details of what exactly the client wants to solve or what kind of help they would require when they actually trade. So these two are actually the big things that we are actually working on. But I would say I think the big data is the one that would come out first.
Now that you know these are the products that are on offer, the kind of services that you can deliver, the dealer representative management in terms of partnerships and the role that they carry, and then of course with the future possibility of introducing AI elements into your M+ Global and M+ Online, who are you targeting? What is the thesis of your customer right now?
I think as we grow from just a stockbroker, right? From 60 years back, right, until today. So our core is still very much stockbroking. We still want to look at stock. We are still focusing very much on stock market.
No, I'm talking about your customers. Who are you targeting?
So I think we're targeting, I would say, very much the new investors, right? People that would like to actually go into the market. And we're looking at really trying to build wealth together with clients.
So does this mean you walk through the journey with them, create CDS accounts with them and so on?
So from the onboarding all the way till trading and post-trading as well, right? So I would say our main target of clients currently, the targets that we are looking at, target segment we're looking at is 20 years old onwards until like say 40, 20 to 40, right? So because I think that is where the whole company is actually very much focused on. These kind of clients.
Are you using social media to do this outreach? Like what? Telegram?
We do Telegram because I think that's the investment channels that I think most of the people are more used to for investing.
Yeah.
But we do Facebook. And so currently we are actually doing a lot of live streaming like YouTube and TikTok and even Facebook live streaming as well. Because we do notice that all these live streaming, although maybe people say, it's no more COVID, right? It's over, pandemic is over. Why are you still doing webinars and everything? But we do notice that all these things, people do start, they are still looking at live streaming to be able to answer their sort of queries on stock markets and all these things.
Right? How do you intend to compete with the other bigger brokerages out there in Malaysia?
So we have actually our niche in terms of very much in the technology side. So we are constantly looking out for what is next, what is biggest, what are the new technology we'll be able to be relevant, to be able to help our clients to actually grow, and grow their wealth together. So on this part, right, it's where I think we are slightly more advantageous because, as a company, we're actually not that big. We are over 200 employees and, everyone is actually working in a very agility manner. Right. So in terms of when we want to change something, we want to implement some new things, we are actually faster in terms of, getting products out, getting technology out as well. Right.
Some investors are a little bit more savvy. They're looking at conditional orders. They're looking at options trading. They're also looking at fractional shares, for instance.
Yes.
Are all these services able to be provided?
Yes. So our next feature, our next sort of release would actually be on IPO. We are offering IPO subscription for Hong Kong markets, IPOs, right?
Yeah.
I think that is something big. And we do see that there is a market where a lot of people, I think in Malaysia itself, IPO is actually very big. You can see that, especially when, the last month itself, there's 5 IPO companies in Bursa Malaysia. And you see that there's a lot of people that just subscribe to IPOs, right? You can see over 100 times of,
almost all the time.
So what we notice is that there's actually a lot of interest, and that's where you can actually create and garner new actually investors coming into the market. So they actually still are very very much wanting to know what's wanting to actually get into the sort of new IPOs. So that's where we see that there is actually a need for this IPO. So we are trying to grow the IPO sort of subscription with with Hong Kong IPOs, right? And I think that is something that is more closer to home as well, because it's in Asia. So we would then be able to give more information on the Hong Kong IPOs. What are these companies? But of course, when you say fractional trading, options trading, they are also in progress. But we actually put this Hong Kong IPO first because we do see a niche in this market.
Okay, right. And of course, Malacca Securities have been around, as you say, 60 years. Back when in the day, I'm very familiar with Malacca Securities even then. The question now is what precipitated this urgency to go digital, to go big? What changed in the past, let's say, 24 months or 12 months?
12 or 24 months. So actually, we started our digitalization journey, I would say, 10 years back, right? When we started M-Pulse Online, it's very much we want to compete in the market, because I think that time we are just one branch, one office broker in Malacca. So when the management actually decided that we want to still survive right in the market, right in the stock market itself, we have to actually make some changes. And technology, digitalization is actually the way for us to actually be able to compete, right? So that's where we started M-Plus Online. So I think it took us 10 years to reach where we are now. And I think we say the last 24 months, what is the sort of big difference is actually COVID-19. Before COVID, when I was in a company, we all were saying, okay, how are we going to be number one or, top in terms of it in Bursa Malaysia, right? But we actually achieved that during the COVID-19 period. So like, okay, what's next? And when you think about what's next, right, you're looking at, you don't Bursa, or it's either you grow horizontally or you grow vertically. So you're looking at, we are only good in stock market. Why not we expand our offerings to have Hong Kong and US market, which is, I think, the most vibrant market as well, and the most popular market that people, the other investors are actually looking for. So that's within the 24 months, 12 months period, we actually started work on how do we put these global markets into M+, right? And we're looking at ways to engage with clients. We're looking at how to make it a lot more convenient, how to make it a lot more fun as well, how to make it a lot more sort of approachable to them, without making it like, it's just another market, right? We try to make it fun to them. We try to make it, it's not that hard to actually invest and trade in the Hong Kong US market.
And of course, a lot of Gen Zs and millennials right now are looking at ETFs as the way forward when it comes to involving themselves in the equities. Do you feel that you have your work cut out in terms of offering the best ETFs out there right now?
Yes, definitely. So on our app itself, you can actually check out all the ETF that's available, and we actually have a special weekly session on our news tab, where you can actually look for what is the hottest ETF right now, right? So because we can see that in the ETF markets in Hong Kong and US, we do notice that Hong Kong, they just released, they actually just launched the first crypto-based ETF, and also in US, right, there is a lot of AI-based ETF. Right, that are really, really something that it's very, very popular now, right? And we do see an increase in interest in all these ETFs, because instead of buying one stock, right, it's like, oh, okay, might as well buy a basket of stocks. And what is good about all these ETFs that is actually listed on M+ Global is that you can actually see the composition of exactly what is being in the ETF itself.
Okay, final comments before we conclude our conversation today?
So I think one of the things that we are looking at, is for M+ Global, is very much looking at how do we close the gap on knowledge gap in terms of stock market, right? And also really increase the entire accessibility of stock market into for millennials, Gen Zs, and also for Malaysians here, right? And also we are looking at Malaysians investing, we do see that it's very important to see to actually help Malaysians to actually grow their wealth by ensuring that they have a very accessible platform, they have a very convenient platform and secured as well, and also very inclusive, right? And like I said, this is, we are here to really I would say, build wealth together with Malaysians, you know, and to actually assist them, right, to make sure that they would be able to take charge of their own financial future confidently.
Fantastic. Thank you very much,
Chia Wei. Thank you. Thanks,
that was Lim Chia Wei, the Managing Director of Malacca Securities Nambar Hat. Do find out more about their platforms online. Of course, you can find out more resources like this on astra1e.com. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.